From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Friday, April 17th, 2026. Several non-appropriation bills failed to be introduced in the Arkansas legislature's ongoing fiscal session on Wednesday. Members of a House committee voted down several resolutions, including one that would introduce a bill to limit spending on the state's school voucher program. Members of the House Rules Committee also voted down several resolutions to introduce bills to put new restrictions on crypto mining in the state. Bills that are unrelated to budgetary matters must get initial permission to be heard in fiscal sessions. The Arkansas House of Representatives passed a new tax cut on Thursday in the second week of the 2026 fiscal session. Republican Representative Bart Shulls presented the resolution to increase the homestead property tax credit. That's an end-of-year discount in property taxes for eligible homeowners. His colleagues approved the resolution with no pushback. If signed into law, the current $600 tax credit will increase to $675. Shulls says he does not like putting tax bills in the fiscal session, but he wants to improve the cost of living for Arkansans.
In a time where gasoline's higher than it's been in years, groceries are high. I personally was not comfortable with sitting on this for a year. I wanted to get the ball rolling.
The resolution passed by a vote of 92-0. Republican House Speaker Brian Evans called it meaningful tax relief.
We hear more and more from our constituents the importance of helping them address the cost of their property taxes. I think it's very much a reflection of the approach that we're taking this session. That's setting a budget within our means, prioritizing essential services, and making sure the benefits of a growing economy are felt by the people of Arkansas.
Evans expects the fiscal session to run until the 29th or 30th of April. He says the body plans to focus efforts on budget bills to protect the, quote, sanctity and purity of the fiscal session. An Arkansas congressman has introduced a bill to increase federal funding opportunities for historically black colleges and universities. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Republican U.S. Representative French Hill is part of a bipartisan coalition introducing the bill known as the HBCU Research Capacity Act. The bill seeks to establish a federal site to provide HBCUs with information about grant opportunities. The Department of Education would be responsible for updating the site. The state has four HBCUs, all located in central Arkansas. And locations across Arkansas will be holding a drug take-back day on Saturday, April 25th. That's next weekend. The event allows Arkansans to safely and anonymously dispose of any expired, unused, or unwanted medications. The effort aims to prevent opioid misuse, reduce accidental poisonings, protect waterways from contamination, and keep communities safe. More information and locations of collection sites across Arkansas available at ardrugtakeback.org. The Arkansas Supreme Court has denied a death row inmate's effort to overturn his conviction. 41-year-old Zachary Holly was sentenced to death in 2015 after he was found guilty on charges of kidnapping and murdering a 6-year-old girl 3 years earlier. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Holly also previously failed to appeal his conviction in 2017. The former chief public defender of a central Arkansas county has been arrested on felony drug charges. 51-year-old Timothy Beckham faces several charges related to possession of methamphetamine or cocaine as well as firearms. Beckham previously served as chief public defender in Garland County but was fired last year. An investigation is ongoing. A central Arkansas city is now without an emergency department. Unity Health Jacksonville shuttered its ER and medical unit on Wednesday. The facility, previously known as North Metro Medical Center before being bought by the Searcy-based Unity Health, it had previously closed from 2019 until 2023. The system's CEO says the location will be converted to a psychiatric hospital. Now the closest emergency rooms for Jacksonville residents are in Cabot and Sherwood. Young people from across Arkansas met with state lawmakers Thursday to lobby for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed, or ALICE, Arkansans. The event is part of the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation's ongoing efforts to increase visibility of Alice residents and influence lawmakers to address their needs. Bobby Howard is executive director of the nonprofit Arkansas Appleseed Legal Justice Center. He says their primary focus Thursday was to shed light on issues facing Alice Arkansans, such as rising housing costs.
The Alice population in Arkansas is about 500,000 Arkansas households. In a lot of counties, it's most households. And so what these students are doing that's really cool and really important is they're lifting up this community in front of legislators so that legislators can hear some of these stories, hear some of the issues, and then start connecting the dots when it comes to policy change.
Jasmine Serrano is a student at Jacksonville High School and a member of the Rockefeller Foundation's Alice Youth Leadership Coalition. She says the goal is to get more young people involved in the political process.
Because it directly impacts their daily life and the community that they live in and the future that they're going to inherit. So I would really like youth to know specifically that this is the community that we live in and the community that you live in. And if you want to see a change, then you have to start by creating the change yourself.
Serrano says she and other coalition members are calling on lawmakers to use part of the state's $334 million budget surplus to fund policies that would better support working Arkansans. And just a note, the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation is a financial supporter of Little Rock Public Radio. Republican Arkansas U.S. Senator John Bozeman is joining a bipartisan group of senators on a bill aimed at expanding veterans' access to emerging mental health treatments. The bill is called the Veterans Health Administration Novel Therapeutics Preparedness Act. It aims to ensure the Department of Veterans Affairs is prepared to implement new therapies as they receive FDA approval. It would also create an Office of Novel Therapeutics within the VA to coordinate research, workforce training, and clinical care, particularly for conditions like PTSD, depression, and traumatic brain injury. The proposal has support from organizations including Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and Disabled American Veterans, which say the measure could help improve access to innovative care for veterans. Today, sunny with a high of 88. For the weekend ahead, showers are expected Saturday, giving way to a sunny Sunday, and highs will be in the 70s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.